The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, a family farmer, broadcaster, dairyman, been around cows all my life. Every once in a while I get an email from someone, and by the way, you can send me any connection that you'd like, Doug at DougSteffen.com. Brings you into the fold. We have a dozen or so new stations this week, thanks to the Mississippi Farm Network putting this program on. We're heard all around the country in lots of different ways, frankly. A lot of radio stations, approaching 100 radio stations now. This program started last year because of my interest in trying to get people who are family farmers, run family ag businesses, or those who are describing themselves as locavores, people who want your product if you're a family farmer. They don't want GMO food. They don't want a connection to the big international agribusinesses, the agri-industry. So we applaud the people who are interested trying to make this work in our country. You can listen to the program at DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.org, at CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. We have TuneIn Radio where there's a Doug Steffen app, Stitcher Radio, things in places like that where you can listen to the program, tell your friends about it. But whatever it is, the word getting around is good because we're here as a service to help. We come up with problems and try to find solutions. Thus is the reason for our invitation to Beth Osmond, who, along with her husband Jody, are second career farmers. They left Chicago. They have been in the tech world, and they created the first meat CSA in Illinois, serving the Chicago area. They are pretty active, and that's why I wanted to have them here. So Beth, speaking on behalf of Cedar Valley Sustainable Farm, which you can find online, cedarvalleysustainable.com. Beth, welcome to the American Family Farmer. You are an American Family Farmer. How do you feel about that?
Thanks very much. I love it. It's been quite an adventure. We started our farm, as you said, as a second career, going on 14 years ago now, this spring. And, boy, it was really a surprise to me that I ended up as a farmer. My husband, Jody, grew up on a local family farm. When he was a kid, they did the corn and soybean rotation, but they also had cattle and pigs and sheep at various times during his growing up, and they always really loved the livestock. But when we came of age in the late 1980s, it was in the midst of the farm crisis. That was when farm aid began. No one was telling bright young kids to stay on the farm, and he didn't. So he and I have known each other since we were young. We grew up in the same area, but we moved away. We went up to Chicago, and but he said pursued some really interesting corporate careers. But things took a change, and we had the opportunity to come back out and restart the family farm in a whole new way. And so that's what we've attempted to do.
So it's his family's farm that you're talking about?
Yes. The land that we farm now actually belongs to his mom and dad. It's a second property that they own in addition to their own home and fields. But the land that we're on now was purchased by my husband's grandfather when his mom was about 10 years old, I think. So it's been in the family for quite some time.
You know, I'm listening to you tell this story. It reminds me of a conversation we had with someone a few weeks ago on this program, a lady like you who, along with her husband, came. She didn't come from the farm. Her husband did. The only difference in what they pursued was produce versus beef. They are produce farmers, and have done well with it. You're on the beef side of things. So I guess I want to know, from our perspective, what problems you encountered at first going back to the farm, and then I want to bring people through what other things you have had to work through and explain what the solutions have been. So let's start back at the beginning. Okay, you decide you want to leave the careers you have, get into farming, which is laudable. It's something that we need to have more of, certainly in our country. So what problems did you think you were going to have? And then in reality, what problems did you have?
That's a good question, because as you know, running a farm and running any sort of business, there's always a problem. There's always something new happening.
Yep.
And our motto over the years has come to be, there's always a solution. It might take some really quick creative thinking, but we do manage to find them. So when we first started the farm, we were actually produce as well. It's a very low bar for entry, you know, as far as the cost of equipment, the cost of startup. And we had read a book by Elliot Coleman, and we thought that this whole CSA idea was pretty cool. We'd never heard of it before. Community-supported agriculture, as I'm sure most of your listeners know, is a partnership between farmers and consumers. It's a way to come together and the folks eating our food know where it comes from and how it was raised.
Yep.
And we have a dependable income stream that we can rely on in order to make our business work. So when we first moved out to the farm, one of our biggest fears was we were coming in from off the farm, and although we have roots in the community, to some extent we were new because we hadn't been here for 15 years at that point. We had been away from the farm and from the community. And we were doing things a really different way. And we were a little bit afraid, but the local farmers, my father-in-law's contemporaries, were going to look at us and see us as smart aleck kids, basically. We were afraid that they were going to take it as a refutation of the way they were farming. And that wasn't how we meant it. But we just knew that that wasn't the way we could farm. And it cost far too much money, and it was far too capital intensive to start a row crop operation. We just didn't have that sort of setup.
Right.
So, because we were farming organically and because we were marketing in a very different way, we were concerned that people were going to see us as, you know, the kooks down the road, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been, throughout our career here, really, really happy to find that so many of our parents' generation of farmers are just so glad to see anyone farming. They're so glad to see new people coming into the business, into the properties, into the lifestyle, that they have, for the most part, been really welcoming, really helpful. As I said, we've got roots in the community. We've been really lucky to be able to draw on those when we needed advice or when we needed a tractor to borrow, or when we needed friends to help out because there was, as you said, some sort of problem. We've really been very lucky to have all of that support around us, which I think is, you know, clearly been instrumental in our success. And we, in turn, are very conscious of giving back that support. And for us to do that, it's not necessarily geographically where we are, because we're still kind of outliers in the area. There just aren't that many people farming the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
There are more than when we started, certainly. But we've been involved with a lot of organizations as speakers, as presenters, as teachers, trying to share our experience with people who are coming behind us, hopefully saving them from our mistakes so they can also make new creative mistakes.
Yeah, that's the idea. Beth Osmond is the owner of Cedar Valley Sustainable Farm. We're having a conversation about her experience with her husband from the Chicago area, and it continues on The American Family Farmer.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
A couple in Connecticut decided to let their kids walk home from school alone every day, like many of us did growing up. But nowadays, people are so worried about overprotecting children that somebody called the police, and the parents are now charged with a crime. But these parents are fighting back. They're part of a new movement called Free Range Parenting, an effort to raise future independent adults. We all want children to feel safe, but good citizenship also requires that they become self-reliant. Looking through the lens of liberty, we see that America only remains free if we all take responsibility for ourselves and our children, not rely on the government. Do we really want free-range chickens but cooped-up kids?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
A new year often means new goals and dreams. While many people tend to focus on fitness or career goals, there's one area that could use more attention: personal finances. In fact, research shows that over half of Americans feel that their financial planning could use some improvement. Rebecca Barsh with Northwestern Mutual has more.
Like any relationship, creating a fulfilling financial life requires attention, consistency, and communication. If you have a financial plan, don't neglect it. Make a quarterly date to review your plan to make sure it aligns with changing priorities and your resources.
Any other good tips?
Candid conversations with loved ones about important topics like lifestyle goals, retirement, and long-term care are essential to a sound financial strategy. Also, consider reducing your debt and seeking professional guidance to learn about available options to make the most of your money.
For more tips on financial planning, visit NorthwesternMutual.com. That's NorthwesternMutual.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellowin 3/4 inch solid Carriage House White Ash and beautiful Pearl City Click Bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4 inch solid pre-finished Cherry Spice Red Maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99. And all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Moving on now with Beth Osmond. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer. We're talking about the problems that you encountered as you got started and then the continuing focus on how you fix your problems. Spend a minute talking about how you're using the cyber world to either promote or to find information about how to farm in a particular way. How much do you use the information from that world?
That's really critical to our business, particularly for promoting and developing new business. That's the way most of our customers find us, either through online and through word of mouth. But when they hear about it from a friend, then they go to our website. So that has, luckily it was a skill set that we had, coming into this project, and it's definitely been one that has been extremely critical to our success.
All right. So using it as a tool, not only for spreading the word, but also I find some of my friends who are they're my age or close to my age are using it in ways that I haven't seen them before. That is how to grow something differently or how to get more productivity out of the land. You know, that kind of stuff, because there's so much information.
Yeah, it's terrific. It's terrific to have all of those resources at our fingertips. As I said before, we've been very lucky to have a lot of local support, but we're doing things differently than most people around us do. So if we have a problem, if we have a question, it's terrific to be able to go and ask the Google.
Right. Beth, stand by a minute. We'll pause for a few words from your local stations. This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Our Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here we are as the program continues, focusing on the family farmer in America, what people are listening to in many instances when they hear the program. The program is designed to help farmers, the family farmers, survive and thrive, but also there is the ancillary impact that you always have when somebody's listening and they just hear something that intrigues them. So there are devotees to this program who know nothing about farming, have never farmed. They just are interested in the food supply, or they're interested in the approach that I'm taking to try to have a lot of people. And I do this purposely and wonder sometimes what the impact may be. This is when people are affected, as we have been, in terms of choice, people will not sit still for being told that they can have this food or they can't have that food. The government is not going to get away with saying, okay, from now on, this is how you all eat. No, that's where the seeds of the revolution start. And you kind of see it in the political landscape now. People are just fussy or fed up with government in general. And the farmer is in that category for a number of reasons. The people who use the product are tired of not being able to know what through labeling they're buying, wherever they're buying it. Tired of not being able to get food that they know is good for them, because a lot of farmers are being pushed out of business by the big agribusinesses, and that's very frustrating. But yet, there is this resounding cry for more CSA farms, for more organic farms, for more natural and local living. And so these folks, Beth Osmond and her husband, have the Cedar Valley Sustainable Farm in the Chicago area, focusing on beef. How many animals are you now raising at this moment? How many animals do you have on the farm?
Well, let me offer a slight adjustment to what you said. We do have beef, but we also have pork.
The partners I'm sorry, do you share when it's time to slaughter the animals and dress them off for consumption? Do you find that you all work together? Do you do it on your farms? Do you have a slaughterhouse?
No. No, because we market commercially, in order to maintain our meat broker's license, we have all of our animals butchered at a USDA inspection facility.
Mm-hmm.
So we take beef and pork to one butcher, and then poultry at a separate location.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't do any of the butchering ourselves.
So you may or may not find this intriguing. This past weekend, I took my grandson and my daughter to a farm. There are more and more. There are two in California, two in New York. Actually, I'm thinking of setting one up in a manner of speaking, but not run the same way as these other farm sanctuaries are being set up. And what they basically do is vilify people like you who raise animals, beef. They excoriate the huge factory farms. But every once in a while, I heard in a lecture a shot taken at people like you who are raising beef, raising various meat, because these animals are in the kingdom as we are to survive. And they have a sort of myopic look, or they have a view that's myopic. And I find it interesting because I don't eat meat myself, and I don't eat chicken, I don't eat pork, I don't eat lamb. It's my choice because I started because the cows are my friends, and I don't eat my friends. I don't slaughter any animals. I've had 500 cows on my farm at a time. I don't slaughter them. I let them live out their lives, give them away to people, you know, this sort of thing. But that's just me. I'm not here to tell you what's good for you or bad for you, what's right for you or wrong for you, because we all have choices. All right, Beth, you've done a nice job helping us understand three or four of the nuances of a meat CSA, how it works in Chicago, which is one of the meatpacking centers of the world, in fact. So you're sort of flying against you're swimming against the tide there. But it sounds like you've done a good, thoughtful job. Congratulations. More information about Beth and her husband Jody's farm at CedarValleySustainable.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
After the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, a look into what's going on in a particular area of our country where farmers are being trained, taught how to farm, and how that's expanding the number of opportunities for people not only to get into the business if they can find the land, but also for people in the locavore movement who have CSAs or who want to get food from a place where they can go, either pick it, they can watch it being picked, they know where it's coming from. That's what people want. And so Tom Spalding, who is the executive director of Angelic Organics Learning Center in Rockford, Illinois, near the Wisconsin border, a great agricultural area. They have a farm where they're doing a lot of work. They're teaching people how to have farming experiences on not much land. I maintain in my speaking engagements, Tom, and I say it on my radio program, my weekday radio program that I do call the Good Day Show. People know that I'm a farmer and I'm always talking about this. The way things are going now, with the government screwing over the family farm, the small farmers screwing up agriculture to a fairly well, like they pretty much do with everything else. If we aren't smart and don't figure this out, maybe this is part of the revolution that's going on. I sense with the Trump and Sanders phenomenon that there is just the largest group and the youngest of us are fed up with the way things are going. And they realize if we don't put a curb on government interference in and big ag interference in how the family farmer works, we're not going to, never mind be the breadbasket of the world, we're not going to be able to feed ourselves in 40 or 50 years. For a lot of the reasons that we're talking about here, and I'm sure that you get into that in the philosophy of what you're doing here to teach people to use the land better. But we have pockets, as I was mentioning before, of land that's not being used because the government makes it impossible. I mean, the dairy industry in this country now is a joke, unless you got 5,000 cows, and the quality of the milk that comes from those places is worse than awful. And so, you know, we're wanting to get people to, I used to sell raw milk and cheeses and things on my farm, and people loved it. They came from literally 50, 60, 70 miles away, 2-3 times a week to get the milk. That's telling you something, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And we have the same situation here where people will drive long distances to find good, healthy food that they know is coming off of a farm that they can trust.
Right.
That's not a biohazard.
Right.
That people are worried about their own health, they're worried about their kids' health, and they're worried about the health of the land and the health of their communities, and they turn to directly to local farms, that someone they feel like they can trust, that you have a relationship with. It's
right.
Not just a nameless brand in the supermarket that they don't know where it comes from or who's handling it or what country it comes from or, you know, what conditions it's produced under and what the labor conditions are or the people that produce it. And, I mean, there's so many questions people have and they're concerned about. But a lot of it starts with people's health that's driving people, because people are sick. I mean, 80%, 75-80% of what we're sick with, it's food related, whether you're looking at diabetes epidemic or the heart attacks, strokes, cancers. A lot of these things are attributable just to the really poor substandard diet that we now have, the processed foods and things that are coming out of the industrial food system.
The release this week of a study as to why Americans are no longer gaining in terms of age, we've sort of capped the average life.
It's dropping.
Right. It started even going backwards because of three things: guns, cars, and food. Those are the things that are the reason in this study, and there were like 24,000 people studied. It's not like it was 15 people they looked at. So we're focusing here on the food system, and I don't, you know, we keep letting the government pull these things off. All you got to do is look at how much money the campaigns are getting for all these congressmen and senators from Dow, Monsanto. I mean, for God's sakes, at the FDA, it's like a swinging door to Monsanto and Dow. They send all their people over there. They get all the things changed so that they serve their interests. And then there's people that go to work in the government. They come back to work at these companies. If you look at the board of directors of some of the huge agribusinesses and then look at the big, huge drug companies, gee, what a surprise. You'll see a lot of the same names. Duh. I mean, what conclusion can you draw? And they keep changing the rules so that these people that we're talking about that want to be served are being told they can't have this food anymore. And, I mean, for God's sakes, if you look at the Russians this week, what is your read on Putin saying, we're not going to take American grains, no more soybeans, no more corn? Much of it has to do with GMO. I think there are a couple of other political things in there, too. But what do you make of that?
Well, I think that that's already happening around the world. I mean, most of the European, I mean, I think the European community, for the most part, people have rejected.
Outlawed it. GMO. They're outlawing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think there's good reason for that. And I think this is part of the reason why I got really interested in the CSA model as an economic and social model, is because it allows for local control and local relationships and local economic development, more jobs locally, better food, better taking care of the land, better health, and we can kind of step out of the relationships that divide us as an eater and a farmer, because most people have seven middle people between them and the farmer.
Yeah, there's all kinds of the wholesalers.
Those are all the people you were just talking about, and then all those agribusiness companies or large food systems. I mean, this is all so consolidated and so powerful, and a lot of that money goes into the pockets of people running for office, and so of course government gets tilted in the direction of those interests instead of in the interests of the eaters and the farmers. And, you know, all that stuff works together. But the degree that we can take our power back by having direct relationships and building these kinds of farms, I think, is a great thing. And that's what we've been doing here locally. We've got we're the only farm of this sort 30 years ago. And now we've got 85 farms in our local alliance of sustainable ag farms. You know, they're organics, biodynamic, they're permaculture. They average probably 15 to 20 acres in size. Some of them are much bigger. We've got grass-fed dairies. We've got people doing grass-fed animals. We've got a lot of vegetable production. Some of them are CSA. Some of them do farmers markets. Some of them are UPIC. But it's, you know, it's a robust group of farms that are growing and expanding around the region and building a local food system. And there's tremendous challenges in it because, as you say, there's also pushback from these larger interests, and there's a lot of greenwashing going on. So some of these big food industrial companies are starting to really do a lot of greenwashing and trying to peel off some of the people that are been looking for healthy food and or a relationship with a local farmer, and they get sold a bag of goods.
But they have bill of goods, right. And by the way, I may mention this. This needs to be inserted again in the conversation. The new food safety rules that have come down, which are not in operation in effect yet, but the rulemaking has been done. And a lot of the National Farmers Union got onto this, and a lot of farm groups that represent the family farmer and the small farmers, to basically tell the government, if you put these in, you're going to put everybody in the category of what you and I are talking about here out of business, because they're expensive and, frankly, they're unnecessary. The food problems that we have in this country don't come from the family farmer. Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, that comes in the last one a couple of weeks ago was Dole salad that was washed who knows how and where. And, you know, I mean, that's the kind of stuff. And it doesn't, but those are the people they have to go after, but they don't. They go after you and me. All right, hold on a second. We're having a conversation with Tom Spalding, founding director of Angelic Organics Learning Center. What a great inspiration this is. Hopefully more of these sort of learning centers will take place around the country. We'll continue on The American Family Farmer.
GEICO applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from GEICO's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, GEICO insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the GEICO mobile app. Because GEICO knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Tax season is here. Many of us are wondering how we can maximize our tax refund and get it faster. Jackson Hewitt CEO David Prokupek shares a few tips on how to make the most of your tax refund this year.
At Jackson Hewitt, we're serving hardworking Americans, making tax season less taxing. And this year, you can have your federal refund loaded onto an American Express Serve account. When you do, you can get your refund up to 2 days faster than an IRS direct deposit. We're going to let folks pop into Walmart and pick up the refund for under 10 bucks. It's really a great deal, one of the ways to maximize your refund this year at Jackson Hewitt.
Are there any other benefits for getting refunds on the card?
This American Express Serve card helps you avoid high check cashing fees. You also get $50 on American Express Serve card the same day you complete your taxes with us. It's our way of saying thank you. But the best way to get the biggest refund, for which most Americans is the biggest paycheck of the year, is to talk to a tax professional and make sure you get it right.
For more information, visit JacksonHewitt.com.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Tom Spaulding is here, Executive Director of Angelic Organics Learning Center in Rockford, Illinois. I'm Doug Steffen. Check out the website for angelicorganics.com, which is the commercial farm. The 501c3, the teaching organization, is learngrowconnect.org. Anybody confronting these problems that we're talking about ought to go to those websites. Or people who are looking for training, you're looking to support what is something that maybe is in your family, or you're dying to get into this. This is the way of doing it. You had a comment on what I was just saying regarding the food safety initiative, so-called food safety initiative.
Well, I do think it's going to be real. There is some exemptions for smaller farms in it now and on some level, but I think you're right in general that I think it really was designed. It ought to be really for big industry rather than for the small farm and for family farmers, and it's going to create some real problems for smaller farms to comply, and some people may just say that's too much and I'm going to get out of the business. So
right.
It's part of the pushback from, I think, large centralized power and money that pushes back on these smaller, more democratic and grassroots initiatives. But I did want to mention that in your comment that, you know, this kind of thing should be growing around the country. It is growing around the country, and there are increasingly alliances of farmers who are working on training the next generation of growers that can work with eaters. And I just want to give a plug to, you know, the Collaborative Regional Alliance for Farmer Training, which we call CRAFT. It's a grassroots farmer alliance. So we were the second of this kind in the country, you know, 25, 30 years ago, and now there's about 25 farmer alliances like this all around the United States and Canada who are farmer to farmer working together, training the next generation of organic and biodynamic and other sustainable ag farmers. And you can go to craftfarmer.org, and there's a list of all those farmer alliances all around the country. And if someone that's listening and wants to get into this, or maybe wants to transition to this kind of farming, or someone who wants to, you know, a young person who wants to get into this kind of farming, get trained, there are farmers who are willing to do that, and you can find it at craftfarmer.org. And the other alliance that we're part of is called the Farm Beginnings Collaborative, and that's 10 farmer alliances around the country that offer a year-long program called Farm Beginnings. It started in Minnesota, and now it's in 13 states. And that's at farmbeginnings.org. And that's a year-long program where you're coached and mentored by experienced sustainable ag farmers to help you build your strategic business plan and launch your business. And so that's another great resource. And then here locally in the Chicago Food Shed, as we might call it, we've got 8 farmer alliances, farmer-led training, working together, and we're going to launch a website this coming spring called RootsToFarm.org, and that's going to have the resources of all these 8 farmer alliances together in one place so that beginning farmers in the region that want to get into this work can find the support they need from other farmers. Because the best way to learn how to farm is to go to another farmer. It's not,
yep.
you know, I mean,
right.
they can get a 4-year college degree and come out and don't know a thing about farming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you talk to farmers and say, where did you learn to farm? It's 90% of the time it's from another farmer.
I grew up on it. I learned everything I know about cows, making hay, growing corn. I learned it all by working on the farm where I spent most of my time as a youngster. And so this is what's so practical and so good about this. I'm very enthused to hear the width, breadth and width of where you're going. Tom, if you'll hold on for a second, I want to spend a few more minutes with you before we run out of time. This is a very exciting overview of how to build local food systems, get yourself trained, and how you can market. That's what this is all about. So, Tom Spaulding, Executive Director of Angelic Organics. Tom, my pleasure having you here. Thank you. Best of luck. Tom Spaulding from Angelic Organics at angelicorganics.com and learngrowconnect.org is how you get into the Learning Center. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book, plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing the conversation with this comment. Most of you know who listen to this program with regularity that I am not a fan of Monsanto's. People say I shouldn't be as focused and vocal on this as I am because it gets in the way of a lot of farmers who do like the products that come from Monsanto. Well, everybody has a niche. Everybody has their way of explaining what their beliefs are, what their thoughts are. And in my mind, we are not getting help. Those of us who are family farmers, we don't get help from Monsanto. We get hurt by Monsanto. So as my whole course of action here on the American Family Farmer is dealing with problems, and the background of me and my circumstance on the dairy farm in Massachusetts, and what I've been around all my life, I found that Roundup and other products that are like it, and things that come from Monsanto and some of these other big companies like Dow and DuPont, hurt the land, hurts the soil. May help the growing of produce, but it's not good for the soil. And what we are eating, actually, as you know, is coming from the value of the soil, not from the additives that are put to the soil. So I find that it really, in my mind, is difficult to be excited about what happens at companies like Monsanto, especially since they're so devious. The guy who runs Monsanto, in my mind, is a smug opportunist. His name, by the way, is Hugh Grant. He's been with Monsanto for 31 years. He's been the CEO for the past 9 years. His average take-home pay is about $30 million, give or take a little, a year. See, I don't have the same problem with all of these things, performance versus pay issues that you hear from people who think that everybody should get paid the same, whether they're the CEO or whether they're sweeping the basement. I don't believe that at all. I think you ought to get paid what you earn. And in this case, Hugh Grant has done exactly what the company board of directors and the stockholders have asked him to do. That's make more money. That's their job. So I don't even fault him, even though I do think he's a smug, arrogant so-and-so. I find that the products themselves are what bother me. And, you know, he may be responsible for selling this stuff, coming up with ideas, whatever it is. This is a big chemical company. There's no getting around that. And as we spent the earlier part of this program talking about pretty much all organic farming, this is a counter. I always like to have an opportunity for a different point of view. Everybody should be heard. Everybody needs to be heard. And so just spending a little time on Monsanto and what their impact is around the world, because it isn't just here. For example, in India, I got an email from somebody in Calico, Georgia, who listens to this program. When I had spoken about Monsanto and GMO crops and non-GMO crops, that sort of thing, and he sent this to me. Over 250,000 Indians, talking about the people who live in the country of India, were told that yields would be 30% higher than they ended up being. Many of the farmers committed suicide rather than face the poverty and losing their family farms. GMOs have never lived up to the hype. Problem is, if you go GMO and then try to go back, Monsanto will sue you if any of their seeds pop up after you have switched. You lose either way. You can kiss your farm goodbye. Here's a comment from Rod, who listens to the program in Mazeppa, Minnesota, who writes, GMO or non-GMO crops for us is usually about weed control. There are better options for greater weed control in corn and than soybeans. We were growing mostly food-grade beans for export, but the premium has collapsed. And part of it is because the need, I read his thoughts, part of it is because the need or the desire to have these products has gone down because the locavores, many of you are listening to this program, the locavore movement has said, we don't want GMO crops. We don't want to eat food from genetically modified fruit plants or for vegetables, whatever it may be. We don't want it. And so the market is saying, we don't want it. We don't support it. So Grant has got to figure out how to get around that to keep people buying the seeds and the products from Monsanto. And that's a difficult task because there is so much education now that, you know, people are seeing through what the argument is. And instead of being difficult, you'd think the people that, like Grant at Monsanto, would be smart enough to figure out how to do things that would satisfy everybody in the marketplace, not just some of the people in the marketplace. So, some food for thought. That's my comment. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.